I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told, I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown, when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told, things were looking up, and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy, and a Romeo, and anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know, until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow you around, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world, to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive, and with a will to strive, I began to rise. From 79, or was it 75, when reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the border, I decided to chat the mic, but my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise, so with the media I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind, cause God is sent to guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journals. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio and OC Music Now Live with Mikey Miranda. Mikey, take it away.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate you and Soul Sisters and all the sponsors out there. We're here in Rancho Santa Margarita at the Sinopolis Theater. Beautiful day. We get a special guest today, you guys. This guy models, he's a rapper, MC, does it all. I want to welcome you guys, Charm Brynn. How you doing?
Just chilling. Another beautiful day out here in Orange County.
Nice, man, nice. Well, hey, I want to thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Right on, man. Hey, what have you been up to these days with your music and stuff?
Man, I've been all over the place. I just dropped my album Memorial Day weekend. So I've been doing that, and then I've been doing shows. I got a show actually tonight with Chris Brown. It's going to be the Powerhouse after party at Heat Ultra Lounge. So I got that going on tonight. And then we got Kendrick Lamar. We're going to be doing at Heat Ultra Lounge also June 30th. We got Wiz coming up too. So besides that, the shows and the music, man, just I was on 102.3 about like a couple weeks ago. They dropped some of my new music off my album King of the OC, and I just started surfing. So I've been really been in the water at the beach, practicing getting my swag on. Besides that, living life, you know.
Right, I hear you. Well, I want to welcome you on the show, and Laura here. We got Laura, and also I think we have Freddie Rings on the phone, too, as well.
Hey, Charm Brynn, how's it going?
Chilling. How are you doing today?
Good. So you're a fellow surfer, huh?
Hey, I'm a beginner, but, yeah, I'm doing my thing, I guess. I can stand up.
So this is Laura co-hosting here with Mikey at OCMusic.now. OCMusicNow.com, and just want to let you know that I'm actually a surfer. I do both shortboard and longboard. What are you learning on right now?
Right now I got a foam board. It's about like I think a seven foot or something like that. Maybe it's a little bigger actually. I think it might be like an 8 foot. It's a foam board. But I got a 6'10" at home that's waiting for me as soon as I get it down a little better and I know what I'm doing out there.
We'll be sure to hit the waves together. Then I can show you a few tricks.
all day. I'm out here in Huntington Beach. You let me know the time, and you know we can meet up. Whatever.
Nice. So I'm here with Mikey, and just wanted to know a couple facts from just let alone your name. I mean, what's your original name? What's your real name?
Well, Charm is like kind of like my name in half, like splitting my name in half. My name is it's pronounced Chamarin, and it's spelled like Charmarin. So it's Charmaran. That's my full name. So Charm is just like half of my name. It's kind of like a little shortcut.
Wow, that's sexy. That's a really good name.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, are you originally from Huntington Beach, or where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Bakersfield. I moved to Orange County when I was 10 to, like, Dana Point, San Juan Capistrano and then Dana Point, and that was where I kind of got my first like knowledge about the OC and the lifestyle out here and what it was all about, and it was a transformation in my life. So it was good, man. I'm proud to be from the OC, and you know the environment out here is just beautiful.
Well, no wonder you got your surfing gear on, man. I mean, San Juan Capistrano, Dana Point, Corona Del Mar, all that. It's just beautiful for the surfing and especially the music. Now, from what I also know that Mikey has mentioned in the little research that I've looked up on, is that you also model. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself like an actual like model. I just think I've done things in the past. I used to model at Abercrombie at South Coast Plaza. So I used to be a stand-in model, you know, in the mall when people would come by. And then I had, you know, did like fashion shows for like LA Fashion Week for Ed Hardy. And then I had, you know, last year I did an ad for Sky Mall magazine. It's like in all the airlines. Mm-hmm. And it was for a jacket company called Keep It Real Designs or something like that. And they, we did that. So, I mean, I just constantly just do like random, I guess, modeling jobs. You know, I get booked for it. So, but I don't consider myself like actual, like Zoolander, you know, like, I'm just random, you know.
right. Now, with the little side jobs that you've done with modeling and stuff, how does that impact your music? I mean, does modeling impact your music, or music impacts your modeling stuff? I mean, because I know you're saying that it's not like a full-time situation or even like a complete model, but how does that impact? I mean, what impacts you most? You know, how does your modeling impact the type of music you listen to, or the type of music you perform, or vice versa?
I mean, I look at it like, I feel like for me, being an artist, being if it's music or modeling or you're painting or anything, it all comes together when you do music. Because I feel like a lot of artists that are like, you know, like Lil Wayne, Drake, you know, they'll model. They'll be like in the GQ magazine or Source magazine or whatever, or like ASAP Rocky and Vogue. And so it's like, and then when you're doing music with this, you're acting. So I feel like it all comes in the play. And that was the main reason why I got into music, being that you do all, everything, it all comes together. And then you get a chance to express your personality and who you are in your music, you know? And so I feel like the modeling, I don't consider myself a gangster rapper. And I don't make gangster rap at all. So I don't feel like it really would affect me as far as people would, you know, view me as like, oh, this guy is, he's a wannabe. Or I don't know if that's kind of answering your question. But I feel like it just puts more elements to life, a better understanding. And it makes me, I think, be more intriguing, you know, just more real-rounded.
That's a well-rounded answer. I mean, with anything in life, I mean, especially with music or being an athlete, you know, there's a lot of different factors and facets of what we do that is all very well a mixed bowl of different ingredients, and definitely music, you know, opens up different doors and it allows you to explore different, you know, different characteristics that we all have within ourselves. So that's great. That's good to know. That's really good to know.
Hey, Charm, I got a question for you. Like, how do you classify your music? I know you said that, you know, you don't do gangster rap. So, how do you classify? Another question: how do you push yourself to make the sounds like so crisp and right?
Well, classifying my music, I think, I don't know. I would classify my music, just to be honest, as fun, maybe fun. Beach music, fun, outgoing, encouraging, positive. I mean, I just make music just to have fun. I don't really make music to be put in a certain genre. And as far as what was the second question was?
How do you push yourself to make you know, your songs flow and just sound so right, you know?
Well, it's all about my team. I have an awesome team, people that I work with, multiple producers, you know, different other people that, you know, other songwriters that, you know, help me change things around. But I got to say, C. Ballin, he's been a powerful force in my career and, you know, giving me good advice. He's I don't know if you guys are familiar with C. Ballin, but he's produced, like, multiple hit records on the radio, Go Girl with T.Y. and Glasses Malone and Money on the Floor with Too Short and 40. He's produced a lot of hit records and a lot of great albums. So he's been a person that's been around, that's constantly, you know, giving me good advice and letting me know, you know, a different point of view of what he thinks I should, you know, change around and what I should do just to, you know, get me to the next level. So, you know, him, a lot of people, I would say, I just keep my circle solid with people that are in it and make sure that the feedback that I get is positive and it's really something that is coming from their hearts, and I trust these people that, you know, help me out.
Right on. Perfect.
Well, I have another question for you, Charm. I mean, I know that you're telling us about a lot of producers and rappers and the type of music you like to play. Me being a female, obviously, I would like to ask you, what if you could collaborate with a female rapper or just a female musician? Who would you like to work with, and why?
I like that. A female artist, or just female artists in general, correct?
Yeah, just a female artist, or if you prefer your same genre of music, which is, you know, rap. What female, you know, rap artist would you like to work with? And if you're open to anything, I mean, who would you work with?
I think for me, I would have to say, outside the box, somebody that I really, I think she has a real ill voice, a dope voice. I would say like Adele. Adele, I think I could do a really dope record with Adele. Also, I'm a good fan of Crystal Castles. So, I mean, I could collaborate with another lead, one of the lead singers. She's a female. Do something with them. I would want to like do something that's outside the box, but also something that made sense. So, I would say those are probably my two topics. That would for sure be something dope.
Yeah, Adele is. I just got a couple weeks ago. I just got her album, the 21 album, and boy, does she have a beautiful voice and sound.
I heard that you settle down. That's good.
nice. Now, since I already asked about the female, you know, artist, as far as just any male artist out there, who, as far as a goal or as far as a dream, who would you like to collaborate and make music with?
I'll talk to you later. Oh, man. I would say I would want to do something with, I don't know, man. I'm a big fan, a real big fan of, like, Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi's one of my all-time favorite. Pharrell is somebody that I think is I'm really influenced by them. But I think Cut Copy. They're a real big indie band, Cut Copy. I would want to collaborate with them. And also Empire the Sun. I think Empire the Sun. I'm a good fan of their, big fan of their music, and influenced a lot by their sound. That's actually like a lot of the music that I listen to when I work out.
Sorry.
A lot of indie bands.
Right on. Well, this is Mike. I'm going to twist around on you. Hey, how was that? I heard you played with Snoop Dogg, about a month ago?
Yeah, actually, you know what ended up happening was the set got cut short. So we were supposed to do a performance with him, but he came in earlier than what the club had booked him. So with that being said, they kind of cut back our set. But I had a show before that with the game. And that was phenomenal. I mean, the game's he's an awesome performer. He was amazing. So he did his thing, and I did my thing, and it was a great night. Ended up staying until the club was over.
Nice. Hey, I just found out Freddie's on the phone. Hey, Freddie, you there? Freddie?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm right here, brother.
Of the show, man.
What's up, bro? What's up, Charm?
What's up, beautiful? What's up, boss?
Oh, beautiful. Hey, man, we're just killing the hair out the house, listening in. You guys doing a great job, huh?
You have a question
about tonight, man.
You said what?
I'm just saying we're excited about tonight. We're ready. Let's do this.
Oh.
Good times.
Oh, you already know, man. Tonight's going to be an awesome night, man. Shout out to Chris Brown, Powerhouse, and everybody. Heat Ocean Lounge. It's going to be a real good night tonight.
Very cool. Charm, I have a question for you. Who are your influences, like old records and tapes that you grew up with, like listening to?
I grew up listening to Marvin Gaye. Listened to the OJs, the Judds. Wynonna Judd, the Sisters, the Mother, all of them. I listened to them. Tracy Chapman. That's her name. Because my sisters, they were like drama. They did drama, and they were always like really big on listening to a broad type of music. So I was this man. I really listened to pretty much everything. If they were playing it, I was probably listening to it.
Okay.
Al Green. I don't know, man. Jesus.
Wow. That's a good array of music there, Charm. Especially coming from like Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Wow. As far as your music and stuff, I mean, I know you have some projects coming along and some things coming up and all that. I think what I'm trying to ask you is just, you know, when there's a moment in your life where you say, if I had those, I'm thinking of like a Sex and the City episode. One of the characters was like, if I had that Julian Burke purse, I know I've made it in the business, you know? I guess that's kind of my question that I'm trying to ask you. Like, how would you know, or to your standards, not to the music society standards or just the market in itself, but how would you know that you've made it, that you're satisfied with what you're doing in your career, music career? How would you know?
That's a very good question. I could go materialistically, or I could go with feeling like I really achieved what I'm trying to go, my goals. I guess materialistically, like when I'm able to, this is something not super big. I feel like I've gotten the game, I've gotten into the industry enough that, you know, I've done something as far as like, my car that I want to get is a Lotus Elise. So when I'm able to go to the dealership and just boom, buy a Lotus Elise, that would be something that would kind of like, okay, I'm doing something, I'm getting something accomplished. As far as, like acknowledgement and, you know, recognition, I would say I would go with, something like the MTV Music Awards, you know, able to be there, maybe receive an award, or even the top 10 billboards, you know, to have a top song on the charts, you know, I think that would be like number one, number two, you know, when it hit a single, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, I would think would be like, it would be some major acknowledgement that would make you say, wow, I'm doing it.
Right. No, that's a really good answer. I mean, I love the cars too, you know, so the Lotus would be a really nice car to have. So when I'm teaching you how to surf, you need to let me borrow the car, okay?
Oh, of course. No, they'll be easy. They'll be easy trade.
Well, we have an upcoming song, and I wanted to ask you if you can tell us a little bit about it. It's titled Round and Around.
Round and Around. That's produced by C. Ballin, and it's about, you know, it's about me interacting with females. You know, round and around. Just basically when you're meeting girls, it's just like a big circle. You know, having fun out and about. Drinking, meeting, chilling, partying, you know, that's what it's all about.
Nice. All right, well, let's listen to it. You're listening to OC Music Now with Charm Britton, Laura, and Freddie. Here we go.
Charm Britton, Orange County. With these girls, round and around, I go with these girls, round and around, I silk sheets, yeah. There's a rose gold, homies off mode. My got off on them hoes, Lambo what he drove. Why so cologne? Girl, you look hot, why you got on all those clothes? Oh, cause we still in the club. Don't be saying that you don't when we doing what it does. Don't be saying that you won't say you never thought you was. Now I'ma understand cause you never met us. Like a baritone, and I can tell from the dress she got no panties on, and they just bringing me a bottle, bringing plenty more. So just look for the fireworks. I know you soaking wet, do your dryer work. I should wear an Oscar Mayer shirt, cause ain't no winner like an Oscar Mayer winner. Got the Charlie Sheen swag, girl, you fucking with a winner long as you 21. Chicken dinner, chicken dinner. Just tell me what I gotta do to make you need me like I want you. Make you do all the things you said you won't do, cause you ain't gotta do nothing you don't want to.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is Mike with Soul Music Now. Supporting local artists out here in Orange County. We're here with Charm Britton, Laura Mears, and Frey Rings.
Snack off.
That was an awesome song, Charm. I really liked it. I was just commenting to Mike how the flow is so smooth and the lyrics are on point. That's a great song. I like it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Now, a quick question for you, Charm. You know, music aside and all that stuff, what kind of projects have you been doing besides music or incorporating your music, you know, like in the volunteer projects or any, like, site appearances, just, you know, just for pleasure? I mean, what are your site projects going that you've done or are planning on?
Other projects besides music. I've been doing, I do auditions for, like, you know, TV, like TV stuff, like commercial reality TV and all that. So that's one thing that I've been constantly applying myself. I actually just appeared on the show called Who Gets the Last Laugh. It's a reality show on TBS. It was probably about maybe a month ago. So I'm constantly auditioning, excuse me, for projects and, you know, shows. As far as, like, guest appearances and all that, I haven't really been doing a whole lot of those. I've been really just trying to perform and just I feel like just get people to know me for my music more than, like, seeing me on TV, on reality TV and all that stuff. You know, I want them to kind of acknowledge my music and give it a chance. And, you know, because once they hear it, it'll for sure catch their attention and they'll take it serious, you know, because I'm really passionate about my music and what I do. And so, but besides that, I mean, just trying to stay on point. Summer's here and just looking for the right revenue and the right direction to go just to get myself really, really out there as much as possible.
Awesome. There's no other better place like here in Southern Orange County, and we're coming live to you right now from OOCMusicNow.com here at the Cinepolis Theater in Rancho Santa Margarita. Such a beautiful, sunny and bright day, and glad to have Charm Britton here speaking to us and about his experiences, about his music, about his lack thereof of surfing skills. But I can assist you with that. I had another question for you in regards to your music. You know, I know we all have different adventures throughout our lives and stuff, and especially when we're doing something so passionate about, so that we're so motivated in doing, we come across different moments in life that become adventures or become, you know, silly, goofy memories that we have. Can you tell us maybe like an adventure music has brought you to?
Yeah, I can tell you one. I would say about 6 years or so, maybe ago, maybe a little longer. My brother, he had actually invited me to a party. It was for Outkast right after the Grammys, and it was the first, like, real big event that I got a chance to attend to. And I went there, and, like, Sharon Stone was, like, right next to me walking up the steps. Met Outkast, Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. And I saw Kelly Osbourne and Lindsay Lohan across from me at the party. And the first thing I said to myself, I was like, man, I got to go hit on this girl. And I was thinking, like, if I hit on her and try to talk to her, you know, give me, it's more credibility than just saying, hey, I saw somebody, you know, I talked to somebody. So I went over to her and I approached her and I said, hey, you want to dance? And she looked at me and she looked me in the face and she was like, yeah. And so she danced with me like a couple songs. And I don't know, I felt like that was, you know, it wasn't necessarily like my music that helped me to get there, but it was like me being involved in the whole, you know, music environment that brought me to that party, you know. And it was incredible, you know, feeling, you know, being that, you know, Lindsay Lohan, obviously she's all over tabloids, everybody knows who she is, and I danced with her, you know. It was just random, but yeah, it happened.
Wow, that's awesome.
yeah.
You know, and as far as, you know, just being out there in the music scene and everything, I mean, I know, like, the first time, I'm a big athlete. I surf, I play soccer, I play football. I'm a Cali girl, so I do it all. And that's how I've always been up. And the first time I met, you know, one of my greatest sports athlete idols of all time, David Beckham, my knees, it's so typical, you know, what they say, you know, about women, you know, the weeds go knee. You can't really say anything. Your throat gets all like clogged up. Have you met anyone that has created that reaction from you?
Kind of made me stutter and kind of act lost. Is that what you mean? Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of cut me off. I've met so many people. Who is somebody that I could say that really caught me off guard? I don't know. I mean, I've seen, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
I don't know, because I've met so many people, so I'm trying to...
It's every one of us. I'm telling you. on you. I think it's just a normal reaction, and especially like you, Charm, that you're an artist, and you go Google Gaga for someone, you know. I mean, I don't know what's ever happened to you, or would you like it? Would you like to meet someone that you Google Gaga over? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a Google Gaga?
I would say probably, I mean, it's been a lot of people that I've seen that I was kind of like, I would say more caught off guard and more, you know, like, wow, you know. But I've met so many people. Like, I've met, like, I know a lot of people too, you know, like, you know, Ray J, you know, The Game. You know, I ran into him a couple times. I'm trying to think about somebody that's super, super big. Can you think of anybody? Somebody super big that I've met that you would say? Probably Snoop. Snoop was probably one of the people that I would say that was like really, it was a wow experience. It was a wow. I mean, obviously I grew up listening to his music. So when I ran into him, he's such a cool guy, like laid back and chill, you know? So it was like, it was kind of like, you know, why are you getting worked up kind of thing. But yeah, he was super, super chill and a good guy, real solid.
Nice. Very cool. Well, this is Mike. You're listening to OC Music Now with Charm Brynn. Hey, if there's any callers in, call in at 347-857-3760 if you have a question for Charm Brynn. Hey, Charm, I have another question for you. Tell me, like, your goal and, like, what you want to do for the next year. Like, where do you want to go?
The goal?
Yeah. I know you've been...
I was gonna say probably. I mean, the goal for me this year would be really trying to create that buzz and get that acknowledgement. You know, being the first rap artist become part of the OC. So that's something that I'm really diving hard for, just to get that recognition, and hopefully getting my music spent on getting played Power 106, and you know, branch it out to, you know, Pandora, and just trying to be part of some major shows, and just trying to build the brand and just get the awareness. You know, I want everybody in Orange County, because a lot of people know about me in OC, but I want them just to take initiative and listen to the music more and just build more, get a stronger fan base. I would say, like, build it up to get even stronger.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Another question I ask a lot of artists on the show, can you give us, like, some advice to, like, new artists that are trying to come up into the industry, you know, what they can do? Like, I know there's a lot of internet media out there. Is there any other stuff that you can give advice out to new artists out there?
I would say the first thing I would give anybody that's trying to do music or do anything in their life is stop, take a deep breath, know God is first. And believing in him, anything is possible. Anything is possible. That's the first thing I would say. Second thing I would say, try to research whatever you're doing. If it's music, then, you know, try to research and just figure out what the revenues are, the ways, you know, and then the best ways for you to do. And I would say one thing I would say for anybody trying to do music is make sure you got your sound solid. You want to make sure you have quality music you're putting out there, because that's everything. Just like for an artist that does paintings, you know, if your paintings are not up to par, then people don't really take you, like, you're not going to look at you as, okay, this guy is somebody that really cares about what he's doing. He's really, you know, focused, and, you know, he's really genuine about what he's doing. So if you have your music on point and mixed and mastered and you have your lyrics and everything put together, and you have it put together like a real song, then people can actually take you serious, and they can, that's the beginning right there. And then I would say just create a team. You know, everything I do, I work with these Snabs, work with, like I said, C-Ballin, Beat Mafia. I got a number of people that I work with, management, PR, that hold me down. So start trying to build your team and stay out there. You want to stay out there and not just being out there, make sure you're at the right events. You want to be at where you can actually meet, you know, Lil Wayne or T.I. or just industry events. So those are some tips I would give.
That's an awesome answer and awesome advice to up-and-coming artists that are out there and, you know, that are always seeking the next big opportunity or just an opportunity in general for someone as passionate as you are, Charm, you know? Great advice.
Thank you.
In regards to your music, Charm, I mean, I know that your genre is like rapping and stuff like that. Do you play an instrument?
I don't play any instruments. Right now, trying to get into learning to play the guitar. I want to learn on the guitar. I think that would be the instrument that I would really, I think that I take more interest in more than anything. The drums are cool too. I feel like the drums would be something dope. Piano, that's obviously another instrument that I would I dig. But yeah, probably a guitar. The guitar would be the thing that I started learning a little bit, and then I got off kind of back, and then now I'm getting back on it. So
right. Now, since you said, you know, the guitar, the piano, the drums, do you like to incorporate those sounds, those from those music instruments into your music?
Of course, yeah. I'm all about switching it up. I'm very, very diverse. I love, you know, just listening to sounds. You know, just hearing certain sounds, certain music, it really can do something to you. You know, and I'm a fan of that. That's the reason why I love music so much, because when you listen to music, you got to just understand what it does to a person, you know, to human beings. Like, music can, like, put you, and some music can make you depressed. You listen to it, and some can make you feel like you're on top of the world. You know, that's the reason why there's different genres, and people have different types of music that they listen to at certain times in their life. You know, like maybe when you're working out, you listen to very upbeat tempo, you know, like electro, pop, and, you know, techno and all that house music, because it listening to that does something to you. So it's just so incredible when you watch TV and commercials and, you know, and movies, how music is so incorporated into that, you know, and it does something, you know. And I'm talking about even from when you watch movies, that don't even play or actual music, but you just hear like the orchestra behind it. You know, it's just really, like, it's just crazy. Like, music is just so powerful, you know. And so, you know, it's endless what you can do.
Definitely. I mean, music just in general is very therapeutic. It's very healing. It's very much of a motivational factor. I mean, I know I just got up from a really late study night, and all I could do is listen to my music. And, you know, as far as, you know, rap music and stuff, I grew up with Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube and LL Cool J. So, yeah, it's any type of genre of music, it just moves your soul. At least it does to me, and that's usually what it does to the world, you know. I mean, this world's a better place because there's just so much music, there's so much talent. And, you know, I do have to ask you, I mean, since you have so much talent in your music, is your family musical?
Actually, yeah. I come, my aunt on my dad's side, he was a very, very good singer. She achieved some stuff, some things done. I'm not sure the label, but she was signed to a label, a record label, when she was younger. My sisters, wow, that's really, really, really where I got my foundation from. My sisters, my sister, she did Star Search when she was younger, and both my sisters went to UCI, they graduated from the drama department, and they were big on practicing and performing. And I used to see producers used to come to my house as a young boy constantly, you know, from different labels, you know, different managements, you know, just different labels. We had so many different interviews, and they were constantly, you know, ask questions and just watching them, you know. And that was the thing that actually pushed me to the place where I'd have, you know, when I did my thing and kind of was doing my thing, still feeling like, okay, hey, you know what? People listen to me like rap. They were like, dude, you know, you need to take this serious. And it just put me in a place where I just did one thing to the other, and then it got me to the momentum to where I'm at now.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. That's great to know. Freddie, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask Charm? Freddie, you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. What's going on?
Do you have a question to ask Charm?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Charm. You know, I'm curious. You know, there's always, like, camera crews here at the house coming to, you know, take pictures of you, either, you know, posing with bottles of champagne, different lines of clothing. Have you talked about that already? Everybody who's sponsoring you, who's got your back, you know, and you're representing?
Yeah, I got a cool little catalog of people that are supporting my music. One of them is Moreno. They're a champagne company. They've been taking a big notice of what I've been doing and really supporting me. So Moreno has been one of them. OC Snaps, they do the photographer, videography, they do all that. That's one. And then Beat Mafia, they're producers that do beats and make music out of Orange County. And that's pretty much the most. I've been working, like I said, real heavily with Heat Ultra Lounge. So Heat Ultra Lounge is a nightclub out in Orange County, the biggest nightclub out here. And besides that, I mean, those are the main people, the candidates that I would say that back me up, and just they're all about, you know, my movement, the OC movement, beach life, and everything that's going on with me.
Well, that's great, brother. I know it's always an adventure going on here at the house with camera crews, different people coming over, different activities, always listening to music. I know every time I run into you, you always got your headphones on, listening to music and doing your research. And you and Lauren are always super busy on the computer. It seems like you're working 24/7. It's not like me. I go to work, I do my thing, I come home, and I'm off. You're always off.
Sorry, that was my team. You guys like me as well.
Yeah, man. This is a constant grind. It's a constant, you know, constantly you got to, you know, pushing to be better, man. And, yeah, I see you, you know, you're constantly working hard too and making it happen. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about being positive energy and just staying focused, just pushing, just constantly trying to go to that next level. I think it's what it's all about. And keeping, believing in yourself. You know, that's how I live my life and stay consistent with everything that I'm doing.
Well, that's nice. Well, I want to thank you, Freddie and Charm and Laura, for being on the show today. Hey, Charm, we're going to play this song, King of OC. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
It says it, King of the OC. You know, I feel like when the title of the song, King of the OC, I don't put myself on any level that's higher than anybody. We're all equal, all created equal.
Right.
I feel like King of the OC was more represent, you know, I'm my own zone, whereas when I see myself as a king, and you know, I live that life. I live that life that a lot of people dream about living, and I'm blessed to be to have the opportunity to do that. So King of the OC is me being from the OC, and I'm living like a king. And, you know, just let everybody know, you know, dreams come true. We out here doing it. So if you ever want to check for me, you come to the OC, and you'll hear my name out in the streets. You check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, follow what's going on with me. Honestly, making things happen. And like I said, living like a king in my own mind. So that's what it's all about right there.
Nice. All right. You're listening to OC Music Now with Charm Britton. This is King of the OC.
OC, put on for that beach life, 714-405, my beach life. I got bands on my feet, a bad bitch with my lap, then she on that blow, rubbing on my back, she rubbing on my back.
give a damn. They just wanna follow, like 100K on my Instagram. Birds follow on my Twitter, trying to see what my show is. Naked flicks on my newsfeed, hoping to make me notice. Shit wanna play, like call me when they need to. They should like give me MVIP. Got a new CD dish, now I'm turning up at the function. Ay, ay. Now I'm turning up at the function. Ay, ay. Snapbacks and cargoes, rolling through on my skateboard. Cruising down Pacific Coast, like what the hell my way for? King of the OC. I be that king of the OC.
Radio.
All right. This is Mike with OC Music Now. I'm here with Charm Breton, Freddie Rings, and Laura Ramirez. Hey, Charm.
Mm-hmm.
So there. All right. Hey, can you tell us, you know, where we can find your music? You know, I know you said a little bit before, but where everyone can find your music and your website and Facebook and all that?
Yeah, it's really easy. You just go. You can go to my personal website, www.charm, C-H-A-R-M, and then Britain, B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N. That's B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N.com. And that's my personal website. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's at Charm Britain, same thing. And then Twitter, at Charm Britain. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/ Charm Britain. If you want to find me on Tumblr, it's search Charm Britain. Everything pretty much Charm Britain. If you want to find my album, it's on my website. You can download it from there. I have it uploaded on daftip.com and Hot New Hip Hop. So you can just Google King of the OC and it'll actually pop up. Like maybe it'll be the first or third link to download my album.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that bit of information. I'm sure all the listeners, and I'm including us, will look up your information and enjoy it as well. One of the last questions that I wanted to ask you, Charm, was, you know, if you weren't doing this type of music or being an artist in such a style of, you know, being a rapper, what type of other venture would you imagine yourself doing, or can you imagine yourself doing something else besides, you know, being a rapper?
I'm really big on I'm a big fan of like acting. I like acting and the whole process. So maybe something as far as acting. I regret not going all the way. I could have been in the NBA, but now I'm in the limelight, iced out. I don't know. I mean, sports, I don't know. I could just surfing, be a pro surfer. Come on, that'd be dope. I don't know. I guess I'm just all over the place. I really don't know what I would be doing if it wasn't rapping. It'd probably be something in the acting field, yeah.
Hey, well, Charm, hey. Charm, it's Freddie here. Hey, we got a surprise visitor here at the house, and he wants to take a quick second just to say that he supports you and all that. Here's your buddy Marcus right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Charm Britton, man, king of the OC, holding it down, you know, doing it real big, man. Coming up in the game, he's next. Stay tuned. Keep your ears out listening for your boy, man. Yup.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that a lot.
All right.
Well, Charm, one of the last questions that I also wanted to ask you, I know you've mentioned to us in this interview all the upcoming events that you're planning on doing and all the events that you've done in the last year or so. I was wondering, do you get butterflies? I mean, do you get nervous when you go up on stage or, you know, when you know that, you know, in any type of situation, whether you're doing your music or you're doing reality stuff or you're acting or you're modeling, I mean, do you get the butterflies? You know, do you get nervous? And if so, you know, how do you react to it? How do you manage it?
That's good. That's a real good question too. You got all the right questions today. I would say I do get butterflies, and I feel like butterflies or a person being nervous really stems from them not being focused within. And I was just telling actually somebody a couple of days ago because I went to go see a band perform. What was the name of the band?
Paris Echo.
I saw a band perform, a drummer, and I watched him drum while he was up there, and he was in the zone. And I told myself, and I said, the only way you're able to do what you're doing, really do what you're doing, and be in the zone, is by not worrying about what anybody else is doing. You don't got time to focus on whatever else the next person is doing when you're really doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? To really give it 100% plus 10, you got to be in the zone and you got to be focused. You got to worry about what you're doing. And so, with that being said, you can have butterflies, but butterflies I feel like come from worrying about the next person. So as long as you really want to give, if you want to put your foot on that pedal and go 120 on the freeway, not literally, but you know, as far as pushing yourself, you got to make sure you're really in the zone and you're not worried about nobody else. So when I get on that stage, it's about me. About what I'm going to do and about me expressing myself. That's what everybody came to see. So this, you know, just zoning out, not worrying about nobody, because you can't worry about nobody while you're doing your thing. So.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really good to know. I mean, pressure and stress, there's always going to be that, you know, but when you're so focused and when you're loving what you do, I think, you know, butterflies are always necessary also to push you and to motivate you and to bring out the best in you. Definitely. So that was a great answer. Well, I'm gonna sign out. I'm gonna pass you over to Mikey. It was a really big pleasure meeting you and getting to discuss, you know, important questions in your music. I really enjoyed your music, and whenever you need a surfing lesson, you let me know.
Hey, next week. I'm all about it.
Hey, thank you so much too.
I really appreciate that.
Hey, Mikey needs to learn too. So I think all three of us, me, you, Freddie, let's get the whole crew out there. We'll do HVP here.
Yeah,
sounds good.
All right. Hey, Charm, I really appreciate you coming on to my show today. I want to thank you and Freddie and Laura and all everyone here today. And you listen to OC Music with Charm Brent. Do you have any shout-outs you want to say, Charm, before we end the show?
Shout-out God, my mom. My main support, my girl supports me, and all my sponsors, OC Snaps, Moreno, Beat Mafia, you know, C Ballin, and Heat Ultra Lounge, and just everybody that's just backing me. You know, I don't look at people as fans. Everybody just supporting me, what I'm doing, and where I'm going, and Beach Life, this whole OC movement. You know,
perfect. Thank you. All right, thank you so much. You're listening to OC Music Now. Our next event is tomorrow at Casa Ranchero with Red X. You guys have a great day in Orange County. Thank you.
Soul Sister Radio.
Is what you make it. If you see an opportunity, ya know you better take it. And don't you mistake it. And don't you fake it. No, the golden rule, don't you break it. See, life can be a fantasy or a reality. It's just the state of your mentality. Don't lose your soul to vanity. It's insanity. Come show some love for humanity. to free up your mind and get back to basics. It's in your genealogy and your psychology, and no man can erase it. There's a natural mystic blowing in the air, yeah. Science cannot trace it, but I can feel it, hear it, see it, smell it. I can even taste it. My name is Pato Banza.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.